We have come again.
Yes, we have come again.
We have come again. Lagos, we have come again. There's nothing you can do to us. Amen.
We have come against.
Ewo.
Come against.
Against you.
The first Monday. The very first Monday in the last month of the year. Anything which we try to celebrate everything.
Hey! Their daddies.
Some slept too, and they're not awake. They can't. You shake them, the noise can't wake them, but you are awake.
Yeah.
I know you had issues, there are issues everywhere, but hey, you are alive.
Yes.
I woke up, it's going on. Senegal, people messed me up yesterday. I thought I was going to watch a match. Say Senegal will show them. Senegal, one goal. Again, two goals. Again, three goals. Kai, Senegal. Senegal.
Well done. Senegal,
Gaga. African champion. But it's okay. It's okay. Some people fell out before. Germany went out
after
before.
Some of us didn't even smell the place.
Don't go there now. Stop now.
We understand.
Calm down.
Senegal, we are managing. It's okay.
All right, welcome to the show this lovely morning. It's 11 minutes past hour 10, and this is What's Up Lagos.
Yes.
My name is Marianne Duke O'Connor.
And he stretches the stretch. It's timely. It's so exciting to me. Okay.
All right, let's begin. All right, so we start this morning. We start with a portion of the show.
Yes, obviously we start off with Sound Off. Sound Off is that part of the program where we get to talk about many things, issues that relate to social, economic, and sometimes our personal lives.
Yes.
And, you know, these are conversations you're having on your dining table, you're having in your houses, you're having at beer parlors, you know. But then we're going to curate these conversations on your behalf.
On your behalf.
Yes.
Things we do for you.
We sound off on you.
For you.
We take the anger and we are angry
just
on your behalf. We do it for you, by you, on you, to you.
That anger you see for here you is partly your own.
Yes.
But you're not here, so we're doing it here.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes, that's Sound Off.
Let's
and
go
then
to.
Right after that, because it's a Monday, we're going to be musing. I have a very important something for us to gist about.
I trust her. When you she cooks, I like it.
Yeah. My dear, I want soup for you now.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Yes. A singular soup.
We're gonna go with that for Sound Off.
Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, on Sound Off this morning, we'll go straight to Osun State. We know that power changed hands in Osun State, and you must know what we're about to talk about, but let's just go to it as quickly as possible, because today we have very few commercials. Aid to Osun State Governor Ademola Adeleke and his predecessor, Adegboyega Oyetola, yesterday traded words over the alleged looting of the government house after the expiration of the latter's tenure. Former Commissioner for Information and Civic Orientation in the state, Mrs. Funke Egbemode, in a statement, described the new administration as confused for pinning the said looting on members of the previous administration. But Governor Adeleke's spokesperson, Olawale Rashid, insisted that the deputy governor's lodge, I saw the video, was not only looted but pillaged. Loot can't be traced to Oyetola, Egbemode said. Governor Adeleke's action are futile attempts to soil the name of the good governance established by the former helmsman in the state. We have seen the very laughable and shameless claims by the government of the day about the government house being looted by the previous administration. After all, we had to call NCDC to report the lootings there. Why are you blaming the person that left there for the spoon, the plates, the rug, the methylated spirit that was poured? Why are you blaming the person that was there before? You should blame the people that came to loot the place. In a nutshell, that was the defense. And this morning, I want to say this, Marian and I had a short conversation. If Marian is taking over my job, I will at least show her, this is the fan here, this is the printer. So you have a house and you left, and they came in to occupy the house and it was empty. And you have the guts, the effrontery, the temerity to say it's not your fault. You loot spoon, plate, pot, methylated spirit. You carry and go. They say they even showed settees that were brought back. You steal from a house that is not even yours. And now you have the guts to defend that act. Well, this is looting in a different light. Shameful looting. Senseless looting, pillaging that makes no sense. If this could happen in such a place, imagine what is going on in other quarters.
I mean, Nigeria, when I think that, you know, nothing can top the ridiculousness that, you know, we experience in government, you know, the politicians prove me wrong. They're like, oh, honey, wait
you
for it.
Nothing yet.
They give me that, Usher, watch this moment. I don't understand how we budget for things to be done, to be fixed in government house. Everything that's in that house is paid for by taxpayers' money. Mm-hmm. Just so you know, politicians, it's our money. And then when you leave, whether because your party didn't win or you lost to somebody, first and foremost, you're not doing the normal handing over. Because if you do hand over, then people will know that this is here, or that was stolen. But that's not done. And you don't show up. And so the other guy constitutes a committee and then tries to put things in place and then shows up to a place that they're supposed to occupy, and it's in shambles.
Spoon.
And all you can tell me, sir, whoever you are, is that, oh, do you know that the governor fixed that place with his money?
Yes.
Really, his
yes.
money?
Mm.
I'm sure that there's a paper to prove that it wasn't his money, because he did ask for that money from the government coffers. Osun State people paid for it.
Nigeria paid for it.
So this story you're giving me is trying to deviate from the fact that spoons, pans, spots,
rug
were stolen from a government house. You're telling me you reported to the NSCDC. Is that a joke? Every single person who worked in that place, who's responsible for those things, need to be taken to police station. Somebody has to account for it. We can't sweep it under the carpet. And you're saying that, oh, they're trying to drag the government in the mud. Oh,
really?
Please drag. Oh, please, if there's mud, drag. Because we're tired of politicians doing this to us. Because this is our commonwealth, whether we like it or not. It's Osun State people's monies. It's Nigeria's monies. You must give account. Because you left does not mean that you can't give account. You owe us that, at least. And whatever happened to taking inventory? Well, because you didn't.
Seriously.
Because you didn't as incumbent, the new guy is doing it and you're crying foul. I really hope that heads roll. This is Sound Off. All right, so what's up, Lagos? 99.3 Nigeria.
It's time to muse.
Yes, 21 minutes come past the 10 o'clock hour. It's What's Up Lagos on the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station. And we are live from Itimiang. Now, for those of you who do not know, this is where the best conversation in Lagos resides.
Alone.
From 6
True.
To midnight.
True.
This is where the best conversation, if you don't like it,
it's
leave
true.
It. But
it's
you
true.
See, I can tell you, take it to the back.
It's true.
Okay? And for the 2 hours that we're here, we make sure that there's no dull moment.
Alone.
And that's what we're bringing about. Now, so a vendor refused to refund a customer on IG today. Now, the customer posted the vendor's picture on her page and put RIP on it. And people were commenting, like, rest in peace, in the
God.
Comment section. Mm. Now, after some hours, the alert of the money came.
And,
and she took down
you're
the
not
post.
Dead again. Okay.
What extreme measures have you gone to?
To get your money back.
Whether you borrowed it to somebody, you lent somebody money, or you tried to buy something on social media, especially on IG, and the person didn't give you the merchandise, neither did they give you back your money. What extreme measures have you gone to?
What have you done? Did you go to that person's house? Were you there by 4 a.m.? What did you do? What have you done to get your money back? All right. I want you to start reacting now on WhatsApp. Yeah, right now. Get on WhatsApp and send us that immediately. We'll read them, probably respond to you on WhatsApp before we come back, because we've been gone for a bit. The WhatsApp line, you can send us.
Yeah, you can send us a WhatsApp message quickly. We would love to read from you when we come back from our break. So you can send a message on 0809-597-5805. That's 0809-597-5805.
All right, let's get to know, what extreme measures have you taken? What did you do? Did you go to Baba Lao or Mama Lao? Yeah, what did you do? Let's know what you did. We'll be back
after this break.
What's up?
And we are back. Yes. Just breathe. Take it easy. We went shopping. I had to get some smoothie and a little bit of chocolate.
Read that alarming message of yours again. That was alarming. Someone, because they owe you money, you go and see the person is dead. R.I.P.
Why are you owing?
Ha!
Why are you owing?
Headstream.
Anyway, so this is how the story goes. So a vendor refused to refund a customer's money on Instagram. Now, the customer posted the vendor's picture on her page and put R.I.P., that's rest in peace, on it.
We are dead.
And people were commenting, rest in peace. Like, I mean, unbelievable. Unreal. Now, after some hours, you know, the money alert came into her phone. And so she took down the post. But is that not extreme? And that's what we're asking this morning. What extreme measures have you taken to get your money back, whether from somebody you lent it to, or for especially these people who sell, vendors online? Share your experiences.
We've got two messages here. This one says, I'm tempted to adopt this formula. Some of my clients have refused to pay balance after completing their job. The kingdom of God suffered violence, and violent take it by force. Muhyiddin is quoting Bible.
All the best.
It is well with you. All right, this says, a man I sold a car for refused to pay me my commission that we agreed to after the sale because I was not present at the transaction. I was away at Abuja by that time. He said I was disturbing him. Is it the money he promised me I'm troubling him for? I was furious. Promise me money really. Okay, 1 year later I put him on Twitter. His international passport, chat screenshots, and his phone number. Then narrated the story. I also told his Zion movie celebrity friend. I saw photos of them on IG, so I even told the guy. The man thanked me so much for telling him that side of my debtor, who he took as a friend. He said, I have saved him future troubles. Well, the man still hasn't paid me, but I received peace after doing all of this.
Oh, Benny, you did all this in vain. All in vain. Where's your money?
Did you do it to collect your money or did you do it to get peace? Was he owing you peace? All right, so what measures, what have you done? Have you done to get your money back? There's a part of this country they call it the Oshomalos. Oshomalos, that will stay here. I will squat here till you pay me my money. I'm not going anywhere. That's the gesture. So when you owe them money, they will stay there. So we're asking you, what have you done? Have you gone to meet someone, but you know he leaves his house by 5 a.m.? Have you gone to wait at the estate gate?
Have you spread mats before in front of somebody's gate?
You pay me today. don't care. I'm sleeping here.
Okay, what join the conversation, guys. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a lady, please call us. 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190.
You know, the people I don't like are the people that they owe you money, but they will be the first to call you. Hi, good afternoon. How are you now? How's your family? How's your mother? How's your grandmother? How's your great grandmother?
When you give me my money, all these questions.
Your money. I've not forgotten your money. I've not forgotten that money.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Merry Christmas in advance. Thank you.
I even forgot.
What's your name?
My name is Helen.
Helen.
Okay, three Helens. Helen. How are you, Helen?
Yeah.
All
in
right.
In fact, I just, bump on your program now, and of course I listen to you, but the topic is so interesting. Reminds me of when I was actively involved in cleaning and fumigation. So I did this fumigation and cleaning work for Helegal Hilton. I don't think they're even in existence again. Okay. And they were owing me. And I'm owing my children school. Guess what I did? Don't laugh. When they sent my children out for school fees, I told them to dress up. I wrote down to Ikeja, it was very close to Aladi Market, parked my vehicle. Your children, you resume your schoolwork, went to the reception. People were just passing with my two children at the reception.
They were dressed in their school uniform.
Oh, and Ben Ojumi.
What do you mean?
By fire.
Yeah, real daddy. Did you get your money?
Did you get your money?
I said church came out.
Debt collection.
You know what to do. I know you guys are brilliant.
Yes.
You have the money.
Yes.
I've done my fumigation job.
Yes.
I've done a thorough job.
Yes.
And now you are not paying me. You
and my children are out of
school.
You
keep on telling me manager and all that. Okay. Children, dress up.
Oh, yeah,
you
come and sit down.
You resume school in the hotel.
This is debt collection masterclass. Yes,
the money came out.
Correct, babe.
Correct.
Helen, thank you so much for calling. This one is epic. Epic.
Come on, dress up. They sent you back from school. Abi, there's another school somewhere in Kenya. Opposite Aladdin Market.
Don't worry.
We are sitting down. Reception. Yes, he's blowing you.
Correct. Let's do this class today. Hey! Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Lagos? Hey, cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Jane, calling from Ikorodu.
Hi, Jane.
Someone was calling me for a walk, I think.
Okay.
He said when I call, it's prayer to... They keep praying for me. Till then, so prayer is working. The money has not come out. And it's over 4 years.
No! Are you serious? Four years!
I'm serious.
I even told
people that know the man. They called him. They later on told me that... Just forget about him.
That's not good.
Oh, God.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Are you there?
All right, call us back.
They're owing this one.
He probably is doing somebody. He's thinking about it. Should I call or not? Anyway,
let me keep quiet.
Well, join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993 or 01465-7190 if you are a lady. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's
your name? Okay. First time caller. I'm so happy for this call.
Hey! First time caller!
We're happier than you are.
Yeah. What's your name, sir?
Ben from Badagry.
Okay.
Yeah, someone was owing me money and that person refused to pay me. He refused to pick my call. I had to borrow my line.
He died, so
I just went buying MP. I just took the MP, took his his earpiece. I just took it. I told him thank you. I said I'll collect the balance later.
You stripped him.
Yes, I just went by and I waited for him to pay. Immediately he paid. I just took the MP, very fine MP. I took his earpiece. I told him thank you.
I'll take the balance later.
Well done. Sharp guy. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Please call back if that was you.
Creativity.
Because you see, the thing is...
collection.
Because the thing is, some people can be really, 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 really bad. Evil.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah.
Why would you take my money? You say you're selling something online. Yeah. You take my money and you don't want to give me the merchandise. Oh, yeah, give me back my money.
Seriously, none is coming back to me. Yeah, praying for me.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Yes, my name is Tunde. Somebody is owing me money.
He's still owing you now.
The name of the company is Oriade Cabs.
They owe you.
And because I wanted to celebrate my 50th birthday, and I was short of time, so I saw their details on work. I mean, Instagram. I chatted with the MD, and they said you could make the cap and deliver within 24 hours. Within 48 hours, sorry.
And now you're 51.
I made the payment. Yeah. So telling yours, my birthday came and nothing happened. So I couldn't use the cap.
And so they will refund you.
I chatted them up later. I said, okay. I don't need it again. Yes. Because what I wanted to use it for as fast. I did my money. It's okay, no problem. I should send my account number that it has been approved that they will pay me. See, now they've not paid me 1 year ago, over 1 year.
And you are 51 plus.
If it's 1 plus now.
Can you imagine?
Oriade, I think the guy that does cap for celebrities, so.
Call out!
Oriade caps! You are owing somebody's cap, bro. Hey, 50th birthday, you don't have. Fear God.
He's 51
fear
now.
Fear God, bro. Oriade, it's not good. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? So sorry. Please call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there? All right, so think about it. What have you done in the past? Sometimes you do these things and you can't even remember.
Yeah.
What did you do to get your money back? What did you do to get it back? How long were you owed? Yeah? Do they call every money and they'll be the one to call you and say, thank you so much. Oh, God, we bless you. Thank you so much for everything that you are doing. I'm not forgetting that your money. I'm still thinking.
I don't want you to remember. I need you to pay me. It's not Remembrance Day.
You're topping my mind.
Pay me my money. Mm-hmm. Better have my money. Hello, good morning. Oh, dear. Please call us back.
All right, the calls are jumping in.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
Please turn up your radio. What's up, Lagos? Yeah.
Cheers to life.
Yeah.
Good morning. What's your name, sir?
My name is Sandy.
Okay.
You guys are wonderful.
Thank you, sir.
You are not alone for some time. It's like something working out of me.
Oh my God.
Is what cup?
Now that you are back.
Yes.
I'm late.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
What's your name, sir?
Femi.
All right, Femi, go ahead. Who owes you? Who dares owe Femi?
Nobody can owe me. Thank you.
Okay, Femi.
Thank you very much for calling, Femi. For those of you who want to be part of the conversation, we're asking a question for the next 8 minutes or so. Okay, we're going to take your thoughts. We told you a story about a girl or a lady who was owed. She bought something from somebody on IG, and the person refused to give the merchandise, neither did they refund the money. So what she did was, after asking and begging and pleading, she posted the person's picture.
And wrote, rest in peace.
And people started saying, oh my God, sorry, R.I.P. He didn't even reach how many minutes. Her alert came in.
Then she put the post down. And we heard somebody who took her children to the reception
of a company that had been owing her, and she couldn't pay her kids' fees because they were sent out of school. So she decided to let them resume classes at the reception of that particular place. And guess what? Checks came flying.
All right, this one says, this is Fred from Ikeja. As an event planner, I planned a whole wedding ceremony from the introduction to the church wedding. They only paid me 40%. And after 1 year and 6 months, I thought you want to say, no payment. I took my DJ set and we set up. When I walked into the bank in Amuodof in Festac, I later found out that he works there. Okay, you took your DJ to the wedding. Okay, the area where the guy works as operation manager. My hype man kept calling out his name while I was making a scene in the bank. Yeah. Well, with the intervention of the police and other staff, the money was paid after 2 hours, finally. So he took his event people, took his DJ, they went to the place where the guy was working, and the hype man was making... Yeah, if you want to be owed money, yeah, give us some money. Yeah, the DJ will be playing. Yeah, our money is in this place, Mr. Bring out our money.
Our money. Yeah.
On. Better bring our money.
Now who they run this? Mr. Now who they run this place?
Nigerians are creative.
I never teach on tree. Hello, good morning. Oh dear, please call us back.
In 2 hours, they dropped the money. Imagine you walking in a bank, you just start hearing, Mariano, go give us our money. Your heir now. We know your heir.
They will just come and say, Mariano, leave the show. Go and pay that man's money.
I will borrow. Yeah.
Hey. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name, sir? And where are you calling from?
Can I call you? Good morning.
Hey, can I call you? Good morning.
Adam,
my brother. All right.
There was this guy who owed me for like 4 years.
4 years?
4 years. He bought market from me, and he couldn't pay. Then he would travel back to Asaba. Then he sent me, told me that he wants to go on that work. I said, no problem, I send your money, I do the work for you. When he sent the money, I did the work for you. Then he thought I was forgetting about the money. Then this year, he said he wants to buy another market of so amount. And he still wants to owe me on top of the job. I said, no problem, you're my guy now, I will do it for you.
So he sent it?
He has sent the money, and I called him back. He owe me more than 3 years. He wants to do the work, send the balance. I will manage my money from this one just sent.
Oh, shit. He said, best. It is a get brain. It is a wise. It is a wise. 70-year-old man.
The guy provoked. I say, calm down. Your money is in my hand. No need to provoke.
Yeah.
Just send your account number. Let me send your balance to you. I will take my money.
Thank you so much. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, cheers to life. Good morning.
What's your name?
So, my name is Joy.
Okay, Joy.
It's on this matter of Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Please, there's somebody who's been owing me. It's been 14 years.
Oh,
14 years.
Got title. So we actually worked in the same company.
Ah.
So that year the company paid us some allowances.
Yes.
Over 100K.
That time.
I think about 105. So
that's about 1 million now.
I came to me and he said he wanted to do something. I should please borrow him this money.
Yes.
And he will pay me back within 3 months.
Yes.
I looked at it. Okay, at that time, I didn't really have a particular need for the money at that time. So instead of keeping it in the bank, I said, okay, let me help this person.
And 3 months.
His name is Enoch Balogun. And the truth is, I don't even know where he is anymore.
Enoch,
on Facebook. He stopped responding to my messages on Facebook. He's somewhere outside of Lagos.
Hey.
I heard he's a pastor in a church.
Hey, praise
but
God.
I don't know if anybody hearing me now would know where he is.
Yay.
Please, they should help me beg him that he should pay me my money. 14 years after, he has not paid a dime on it. Every day, when he was responding to my messages, I shouldn't worry. He would pay. Things are not easy. Mm-hmm. The next year, I saw he got married.
We don't know. Maybe the marriage had sponsorship.
Maybe it was sponsored by a telecoms company.
Please, They should help me gather my money and calculate interest for 14 years. Make them give me that money.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
14 years.
Let me give our background music. Hello.
Enoch, Pastor Enoch, God bless you as you pay this money.
Pastor Enoch, you know what the good book says?
Yes. You should owe no one nothing but love.
Mm?
Yes.
Pastor Enoch, God for the sake of your congregation
and your children
and the marriage,
yes,
help this auntie and give her back her money.
She talked to you.
Even if you don't have interest, give her the main money.
How do you sleep at night, sir?
And I'm just asking, sir.
And you
are blessed. You are blessed, sir. Yes. But how do you sleep at night?
Pastor, God bless you. We'll read a couple of messages. We really have to run. What's up, Lagos? My name is Hillary from Surulere. Please read below attached message. Okay, why is... Okay. All right, let's go another one. What's up, Lagos? I am Favor Man from Lekki. My workplace owed me 5 months salary. So, on a cool afternoon, a client brought money for my boss. He was not around. So, the money was given to me to pay to the bank. I gently packed my stuff and deducted my 5 months salary and paid the rest to the bank. When he called, I told him his case is settled.
Settled. Ah! Boss, I hate you. It is a wise
70-year-old man.
We'll take one last call, guys, for the road. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Oluwafemi from Yaba.
Go ahead.
Bow on the chair, Shelley.
My own loud go. I run Uber. I pick one guy.
Yeah.
From Ebutemeta down to Ikota in Lekki. So this guy, the money is around 5,006. So the guy said, okay, I will do a transfer. Okay, I said, no problem. I said, boss, okay, well, let me wait and receive my transfer. I said, God, I rush. If you don't see the money, call me. Bro, I don't see this money. Day one, day two. The second day I called this guy blocked my line.
Ah.
The third day, the house I picked the guy. My junior brother is army.
Yes.
So I went to my own barracks and one of his friends. So we now went to that guy's house. The third day, we now picked the guy. The guy just coming out from the house. We just picked him. The guy paid me the money.
Yeah.
He paid those army 10K.
Ah, basic.
Okay. All right. Thank
you so
much.
Thanks a lot for calling. Well, guys, unfortunately, as sweet as this conversation is, we have to go. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, MIMIEYO. We'll be back tomorrow for longer conversations.
All right, my name is Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter. We will be back. We promise we'll keep it.
Follow Nigeria Info on all its socials and subscribe to our YouTube page. My name is Mary Anna Cole.
My name is Stretch.
Goodbye.
I wanted to say Stretch Okun.
I can adopt you.